Yes. I don't remember as a child ever being in a nativity play. I do remember my mother making for me a cowboy costume. And I also remember being in a production of Peter Rabbit, and I was a cabbage in Mr. McGregor's garden. It was a good part.
Had to do that.
But in the years subsequently, in the years of my ministry, I've been in lots of nativity plays, sometimes when I didn't want to be because people haven't turned up, children turned up. I played almost all the parts, perhaps apart from Mary and the baby and an angel, so the other parts. And the part that I played most is, of course, the shepherd, because you need any number of shepherds, don't you? And there's something about shepherds that is important, something that we can learn from and take to heart. Three things about shepherds. Shepherds are the first in the world to hear about the birth of Jesus, aren't they? The angels tell them. They're the first to hear. What a moment. The heavens cracked open. The whole host of heaven poured down upon them. Angels praising God and giving them the message. What an amazing moment. And who are these people? Well, they're the outsiders. They're up on the hill, aren't they? They can't keep the Jewish law. They're ritually unclean. They're separated, but they're necessary to the Jewish sacrificial system, to all that was going on in the temple. They can't keep the law. But here is God's Son being revealed and announced to them. They're the first to hear. And they're the first to respond. They're the first to respond, the first to go where God is. One of the things that we need perhaps to take to heart as God's people is this sense of going where God is. Where is God calling us? What's God doing? How can we get there? And it's interesting that the shepherds hurry. They're not hurrying to catch a train. They're not hurrying to put the bins out on Tuesday morning. It's not that sort of hurry. It's eagerness. That's the sense of the word, an eagerness to go. That experience of anticipation. There's going to be something good when we get there. There's going to be someone good when we get there. They don't know, do they? They don't know what they're going to see in a way. They don't know all that will unfold through Jesus' life, through his ministry. They don't know that yet. They can't know it yet. But there's an eagerness. An eagerness in response. And remember that they're shepherds, aren't they? They're shepherds. A lot of talk in the Old Testament in the prophecy about good and bad shepherds. Israel would have seen itself as a shepherd. The leaders of Israel would have seen themselves as a shepherd, but they are bad shepherds. And here Luke is telling us that in this response from those on the outside, from those on the hillside, from those on the margins, is the true response of Israel. It's disturbing, isn't it? Shocking, profound. The shepherds are the first to hear, the first to respond, and they are the first to worship. The first to worship in the world. What are they doing? They're glorifying and praising God. When I think about the word glory, it's about the heft of God, the weight of God, the weight of heaven. The shepherds have seen that, haven't they? They felt the weight of heaven, the heavens cracked open. The angels, all that, the immensity of God, the transcendence of God. They give that glory, they give that full weight. And they also join in with the praise of the angels. Can notice that. God, have a look. The angels praise, and so does the shepherds. It's infectious, isn't it? Infectious. What are we about in worship? What are we doing here today? What are we doing Sunday by Sunday, day by day? We're joining in with the worship of the angels, the worship of heaven. It's an amazing thought, isn't it? The shepherds were the first to do it. the first to hear, the first to respond, the first to worship, and the first to share that good news. What do? They gossip the gospel. They tell others. They tell others. They tell others. They tell those who are close. They share that message. The shepherds are not sophisticated people. They're not educated. They're not long-term members of the church. They're on the outside, on the margins, but they've seen something amazing, haven't they? They've seen something amazing. They've seen God. And what have they seen of God? They've seen the humility of God, the humanity of God, the closeness of God, the imminence of God here before them. And they're sharing that with others. All we can do as God's people is to share what we know of God, what we've seen, what we are still seeing, what we're still experiencing. The shepherds then are us. Us in our simplicity. Us where we are in our lives. Us in our response to God. Us in our worship. Us in our sharing. The shepherds are us. And our calling is to find God, to seek God. I always say at this time of year to people, where is Bethlehem? Where is Bethlehem? And sadly, we know in these troubled times where Bethlehem is on the map, in our news. But in a sense, Bethlehem for us is where we are called to, where we are going, where God sends us, where we will find God. And where we will find God in his humility, in his humanity, where we will find God in others, in their brokenness, in their sadness. The shepherds are active figures, aren't they? Dynamic figures. They're moving. They're on the move. But there's one figure who's quiet, and the figure of Mary, the mother. Pondering, reflecting, with a mother's love, with a mother's wounds, with a mother's compassion, with a mother's fear and a mother's joy. There is Mary, pondering those things in our heart. Her response matches that of the shepherds. Her response is also our response as we reflect upon our lives, as we reflect upon our world. May we today then, as God's people, be eager in seeking God and finding him where we are. And may we also reflect and take to heart those deep and eternal truths revealed in Jesus Christ, our God's Son. And our Lord. Amen.